that I can cry on. I need a shoulder that I can cry on. My calm, the icon. My calm, the icon. My calm.
Thank you. That was Leonard Cohen, Dance Me to the End of Love. I love that song. Welcome, everyone, and Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Happy Holidays if you celebrate anything else around this time of year. I decided to do a show tonight because, let's face it, you guys, Christmas is kind of lonely, and it's especially lonely when you've had a death in the family, like some of you have that are gathered tonight. I lost my sister last month, and it's been probably the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. But there's also really beautiful things about her passing, such as hearing from her directly after she passed. And that was absolutely wonderful. And I know she's okay. I know she's absolutely fine. But I guess that I cry because, and I'm still like emotional about it because of myself. It's like I miss her. I miss her physical presence. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Those of you who have lost loved ones, it's very difficult, but anyways, I'm glad that you guys are here with me tonight, and I appreciate that. Vicki Johns, who's an excellent reader, is going to be here in about 20 minutes, so I'm very excited to do readings with her. And we just have a few people on hold for readings right now, so if you guys want to call in, you're welcome to. The number is 818-369-0327. And I hope you guys had a good day today. I want to hear what did you do? Did you eat a lot of food? Did you? I didn't do a damn thing, quite frankly. I worked. That's what I did. But anyways, what did you guys do? Did you have a good day today? And what good gifts did you get, if anything? I want to hear about it. So when I pick up the calls, I'm going to ask what you did today. And you can tell me, or you can tell me to shut up, as most people do often. But anyways, okay, yeah, and Jackie's saying Jackie lost her beautiful daughter. It's the physical touch that hurts the most. What anyone would give for one last hug. That's true. That is so true. It's like, man, I don't even know. It's almost impossible to deal with the pain, kind of. It's not impossible, but it's like you can't, there's nowhere to put it. I mean, I've been putting it into different things. Obviously, I'm still carrying on my life. I'm about to move and things like that. But it's like you're so sad and there's no outlet for you. Like, what do? You can pray. You can talk to them, of course. And I asked my sister for three signs so far, and she's given me every single one of them. And these are random things that I'm asking for. Random as in whistling out of nowhere. Random as in the name Willett, W-I-L-L-E-T. Random as in three concentric circles. Now, she gave me all three of those things. Those are so random, right? But anyway, I was thrilled. And then, of course, hearing from her when she crossed over, it was a couple hours after she crossed over. And as I'm always bragging about psychic medium Renee Richards, I told my sister when she died to get situated and then go see Renee. And that's exactly what she did. And Renee wrote to me. She said, your sister's here. She said, you told her to come to me. And it was just like, oh, my God, it worked. It worked. And she listened. So, I mean, that is like everything. That was like my savior, basically. So it's okay. And I know really it's okay. And I was watching the other day, I was watching a thing on a near-death experience. And the guy who had the near-death experience, he went over to the other side briefly, and he said, I realized that when I was there, you know, in that state, I said, because he had like, I guess he was a very successful sportsman and very, very wealthy. And he said, I realized that none of that really mattered at all. The money I had didn't matter. My awards for my sports playing did not matter. He goes, and I realized at that moment that no matter what we're going through here on Earth, no matter how traumatic or, just how dark things can be, it really is okay. We are okay, no matter what. And I've always kind of said that myself anyways, but it was good to hear him. That's where I watched it, Sandy, on YouTube. I think it's Afterlife Experiences. I can't remember the name of the channel, but it's very good. It's from Europe. But it's a very good channel for those near-death experiences. You've probably seen some of this guy's episodes, but really good. So anyways, it's true, you know, as much as we have a hard time on a day-to-day basis, perhaps, no matter how we might be suffering, it all has a meaning and a purpose. I believe that. I really believe that. And we just got to hang in there and realize that, yeah, we are still here for a purpose. And the things that happen to us is only, you know, the bad things that happen to us, I should say, are for our better, for our souls. Our soul knows better than we do. Not to sit here and lecture you about soul stuff, but I think that our souls know better than we do, and our souls choose to do things in a certain way, perhaps, that might be beneficial to us, to our souls when we cross over. So anyways, I don't know, but that's what I think. So anyways, okay, so I am going to take the first caller, and like I said, Vicki will be here in about 15 minutes. I think, wait, hold on, let me see, what's her number? Okay, yeah, she hasn't called in yet. So I'm going to take the first caller, which is area code 520.
Oh, hello. Karina,
well, hello.
Lisa from Arizona. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Well, I was everything you're saying, I totally resonate with. I lost my son. He is an adult. 6 years this June. And every word you used resonated for me. Excuse me. I've been doing a lot of interior inside work because I'm on my own, and I don't know. A lot of interior work, inside work. Excuse me. I was wondering, when your guest shows up, could I circle back in line and have a reading with her as well, please?
Of course, yes.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for you to be here. I'm so, so very grateful. I feel like I'm out in Siberia with the icy winds blowing all around me, and I'm really working on my spirituality right now. And, you know, I'm on my own by choice, I guess. No, it's always choice, I imagine. And it just is teaching me a lesson, and I guess I'll understand the lesson as time moves forward. I'm trying to become a better person for myself. And you know what you're saying as far as the person, your death experience and crossing over and his wealth doesn't blah, 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 blah. For me, it's more about my pain, my anger, my feeling betrayed by people, you know, that, you know, for whatever reason that nobody bought me a Christmas gift, but I shelled out for anyway. And I think in terms of one of the lessons is when I give something to someone, it's theirs and they don't owe me anything. That's going to be my big lesson. So my thing, if I were to do a near-death experience, would be to come back and say to myself that this emotional struggle I'm going through doesn't mean anything. You know, it's what's on the other side. I had messages when my son first crossed from him. I mean, really strong, visible. I mean, there was no denying it. And now, you know, it's more of a knowingness for me. So I guess my question psychically, I know it's all up to us, all up to me, what I build in my present day life and moving into the future. I would like to start a business. I'm in a business now. I have my own business, but I'd like to start another one with somebody else, you know, partner up. And I know there are more people I'm meeting, and it's a lot of online spiritual people that I'm meeting it locally. And I don't know, do you psychically pick any of that up as far as my business hopes and dreams?
Well, I mean, Lisa, I'm not sure what you want to do besides what you're doing right now. I think it's important that you know exactly what you want to do before you can do it. Let me put it that way. Do you know what you want to do?
Yeah. I have a lot of experience and skill, and I'm in an industry I'm pretty good at, but I wanted to start another income stream, and preferably with someone else. I mean, I can do it probably on my own. I would just downscale the idea, and it's investing in we're on the radio. I don't like to give out a lot of you know, there are tangible things that I like and I see myself doing. And one being is to, like, you know, buying a multi-housing property and me living on the property. And I don't think we have boarding houses today anymore, but something similar to that. So it goes along those lines. And I do know what I want. I do know what I want to do, and there are several other things that I have in mind.
Okay. I feel like, you know, I've always, when I talk to you, I've always felt that you're kind of fortunate. I mean, I don't know why. I'm not saying you're not a good person, but it's like some people have things go their way a lot more than other people do. And you seem to have things go your way. So I never see you failing at anything. You know, I mean, I see you making plans to do things and them happening. Is that true? I mean, isn't that true?
Well, okay. Some people call it fortunate. This is what I call it. When my kids were little, I was at the university, and we would get up at 1 a.m. I'd get my little kids up, and we would go deliver. We would pick up bundles of newspapers, and we would stay there for 2 hours in a dark parking lot, putting rubber bands on them, loading the car. At one point, there wasn't any room for my little son to get into the car, and he was up against the windshield in the interior while I drove through a rich neighborhood, and we would deliver newspapers. So the fortune part for me is that I'm tenacious. I don't, where some people will walk away from something and they'll say, that's it, I've had it, I'm tenacious. And I left a many decade old relationship recently, a few months back. And many people, I was told over, you know, would never have done what I did. And it's just choice. I think it's personal choice. I have stuck with things that many people will just say, that's it, I've had it, I'll walk away. I, on the other hand, I don't know. I just, I get blinders on, and I just keep forward. And so maybe that someone else called me fortunate or lucky. It's not luck. It's just, I mean, I don't look at it like that. I always look at it like holding on to a shovel and digging in the dirt, you know, and never giving up.
Right, right.
I
hear what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you mean, but you do need a certain amount of, I guess I would call it fortune in order to keep going with that in that direction is what I'm saying. So even though you don't give up, a lot of people don't give up and they get nowhere, Lisa. You know what I mean? So it's like something more than that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
I use my resources and my prayer, my power of prayer meditation. I'll go to school. I will take as many classes as I can. I'll go for a license. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't sit at the sidelines. I mean, I see other people, and I don't measure myself against them, but I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying, but I've worked very hard, and I've had a lot of, decades ago, I had a car repossessed. I'll never forget that. That was my own doing, I'm sure. And I'm laughing because there's nothing to do but laugh. I have always said the people in the concentration camp, there was laughter. Not in a happy way, but sometimes, you know, it is what it is.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I absolutely think that you can do any business you choose to do. I think that it would be successful, you know. But if you want me to put you back on hold and take you when Vicky gets here, I can do that, you know?
Thank you, Corinne. I love talking to you, and I'll have to call you for a private. I've loved your private session.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's just so much. I mean, people don't realize that, you know, I give quick readings, like in my chat thing, I give quick readings. But, I mean, when you get a full one, I actually sit and meditate on you for a while, and then I get messages.
You do.
Messages that are just for you. You know what I mean? So anyways, so yeah.
Corinne, what is your sister's name? Corinne, what is your sister's name?
Shirley?
I am sorry for Shirley's passing. And I say that knowing, you know, that my son is on the other side too.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry about that. Jesus. You know, I think we did talk about that at one point, but that's tough. That is very tough.
Well, losing your sister, I can hear it in your voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have them around us. I know. I hear you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, we were very close. We're only a year apart, and we were best friends. You know, we were really just best friends. And oh boy, whatever, you know, not whatever, but I'm saying, like, I don't know, you know,
I know,
but
I know,
I'll keep talking to her. hopefully she'll keep talking to me. So.
Yes.
But I appreciate that, Lisa. So I'm going to put you back on hold, and then I will pick you up once Vicki gets here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank
you're welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling in, Lisa. I'm going to put you just on hold so you can listen to the show until then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we do have someone else called in here who I'm going to pick up. This is 724-813.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't get into the chat.
Oh, you can't?
No, you don't know who this is, do you?
Oh, no. Well, there's other people in the chat. Did you scroll down on the page to see the chat below?
Karine, it's Carol. I can't get into the damn chat.
I know. I heard you. I know it's Carol.
I even went through a new sign-in. I'm like, what in the world? So I want you to know I'm listening. But I can't get into the chat.
So do you want to do some readings with me, Carol?
What?
Yeah, I got to get you in here somehow, you know?
Oh, great.
Do you want to?
Well, hold on. Just put me on mute for a minute and let me gather my bearings.
Okay, I'll come back. I'll come back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. But I'm just telling you, I can't get into
the
damn thing. All right.
Oh, I don't know why. That sucks. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll come back in 10 minutes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Carol is awesome, you guys. She is, like, one of the best readers that I know. And she's just amazing. So now no one's going to want to get a reading from me because they're going to want to wait for Carol and Vicki. That's okay. Hey, Brock, how are you? It's good to see you. I haven't seen you since the whole clan shut down over there. And Vicky's going to be here, Brock, so that's cool. Okay, so the next caller is 303-515.
Hi. Yes, I'll wait till Vicki comes on. You can just put me back.
Oh, okay. I'm not good. I guess I'm enough, right?
I'm sorry?
No, nothing. Okay, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
So people want to wait for Vicki. So, all right. I guess that, or Carol, but okay. Whatever. Okay, so let's take 630487. We'll see if this person wants to talk. Hello?
Hi, Merry Christmas.
You too. What did you do today?
Well, I watched It's a Wonderful Life. I made food. I ate too much. I went to the spa. I went swimming. I did a lot.
You did. Shoot, you had a busy day.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Good.
I'm at the spa. There's a lot of people that wish that they were me right now, sitting in the whirlpool, in the sauna.
Right.
Good.
Okay, so do you have a question, and what is your name?
Okay, so my name is Dion, and I do have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Dion.
Okay, so I want to do a special project in real estate, and I want to do it with other people, but at the same time now, all these other jobs are coming up where, like, people are – I don't know if I should work for myself in my real estate business or if I should work with, like, for a company managing their real estate. I can't decide. I can't do both because I got to make a decision now. I mean, I guess I could still do some deals on the side, but I mean, how much time, I own other businesses too. I don't know like how much time I'm really going to have to commit to all these projects that I have going on.
Right, right. Well, Dion, I think that you working for a company is a much better idea than you starting something yourself. For one thing, you're going to meet people through that company. And then, but I do see you having your own real estate thing, like after a while, but not yet. So right now, I would suggest that you go with a company and pick a good one. Obviously, you're going to. And just go with that for a little while. But then eventually, you're going to have your own business like that.
Yeah, I've owned my own real estate company before, and then I just kind of stepped away from it for a little bit to open up some other businesses that I'm doing. And now I'm just getting back into it in a different state. So working with other with another company is an attractive way to meet other people in the community. Really, you know, because a whole new area I'm in, so.
Right, yeah. So you kind of got to start over a little bit, you know?
Right. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah, but I do, like I said, I do see you doing that. Apparently you've already done that, and you will be doing that again by yourself because you know how to do things. You know how to, you know how to handle that kind of atmosphere and deal with people very well. So, but just go with another good company right now, and then you can bow out when you're ready. You know.
Yeah, because they already have things like in place, up in systems in place, up and running. Where it's like, oh, to do that again, it's like, oh, for a minute it might be nice just to coast and work for other people and let them take the bulk of the responsibility. Not that I wouldn't be working, but it's a lot of pressure when you have agents working under you and things like that. You know what I mean? It just doesn't stop.
Oh, I know. I know. Believe me, I know. Yeah. Yeah, but that sounds like the perfect plan for you. Just go with the other company, and then down the road, you'll know when the right time is, you know?
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry that you're not with your sister this holiday.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Not in the physical on Earth. Of course, you're always going to be with her, but not under, like, your Christmas tree. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, spiritually, you're always going to be connected.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, Dion. Okay, so thanks for calling. Did you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, and
sure.
I'll just listen to your show.
Okay, thank you, Dion. Have a good coming year too. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Okay, so let's see if Carol is ready. Miss Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
Okay.
So what do you got?
Are we ready?
I guess we're
ready.
Ready
to roll? Okay.
I guess
good,
I'm going to give.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to pick up 303. Let's see. Is this the one who just told me she wanted to wait for Vicky? Is this 303-515?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to get a reading from Carol?
I'll still hold out for Vicky if she will be coming.
Okay,
I wouldn't want to do, you know, take. I wouldn't want to do both of them. That seems like being greedy. So I'd rather just wait for, you know, if Vicky is not going to come in, then go ahead and
right.
We'll go to Plan B.
Okay, all right. So I'll pick you back up once she gets here. Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so next we have 780-482.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Jay.
Hey there.
How are you?
Pretty good. Season's blessing to you. And
you
to your
too.
Late sister also. Can't imagine
thanks.
What you're going through.
Yeah, it stinks, but that's okay. It's all right, you know. But so we have Carol on the line too, Jay. So get excited because she's excellent. If you've never gotten a reading from Carol, she is awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I was going to wait for Vicky too, but I'll take Carol.
Okay.
I'll take Carol.
All right, give her first day. And you know what? You guys can get Vicky after I'm done. I mean, that's a fair deal. That's a fair shake.
Well, no, it isn't because we have to take every call, so we don't know if we're going to have enough time for them when she gets
that's
here.
True.
So.
Yeah, that's true. So they might want to wait. I don't know what they want to do.
Okay, so Jay, do you have a question, first of all?
Yeah, I just wondered in regards to the community and building with people who are like-minded people and things. I just wondered to continue on with that. But also find more people who are waking up to what's actually going on in the world and to join the community so we can actually survive what actually is going to happen maybe in the next 3 years or so.
Okay. I feel like, have you met a lot of people in the last couple months, Jay?
I've got my own group, but I'm just basically whittling down the group to people who are going to have a focus on what's going on and doing some preps.
Right, okay, yeah. Because I do see a crowd of people around you, and you're telling them things, and they're listening to you, and I'm not sure what this is, but, I mean, I'm going to say this because this is what I'm hearing, that there's a lot of ideas that you're going to implement further into what you're doing than just now what you're looking to promote. Like, there's other things that are going to come into play as well. So I'm not sure exactly what those things are. Let's hear what Carol has to say.
Yes, absolutely. I'm listening very
Thank
carefully.
You
have
Thank
a lot of ideas that you are giving out, and that is wonderful. You are going to have people coming, and I'm going to tell you something. The next, like, 3-4 years, you're going to see a lot of people waking up more and more and more. They're going to see things in a different light. Sometimes it takes people a while to wake up and see what's really happening around them. They are going to be big, and they're going to be coming because they're going to need some type of a guidance because they're very confused. They don't know what to do. Do we go with the religious aspect, or do we go with the diplomatic aspect, or which way do we go? Because, you know, there's a lot of confusion going on right now. And it's not in just this country. It's in all the country. So do I see it coming? Yes. Do I see you working with a lot of different people? Yes, I do. But you got to go one step at a time, one day at a time. And
right.
I think you'd like to have it hurried up. But I'm telling you, it will come about, but it's one day at a time, one step at a time.
Well, a lot of people better start waking up fast because there's a freight train coming and it's headed for a lot of people right now.
I know. I see plenty coming down the pipeline.
You have no
idea.
I'm just
going to leave it at that, but I see much coming down the pipeline.
Well, totally. It's going to be painful, but we'll get through it, but it's going to be very, very painful for everybody on the earth. So.
Well, it's going to be, yeah. It's got to be, okay, this is where we're at. People have to learn to start working together, and they don't always want to do that.
Right.
And the way things are going about, and it's not just this country, it's all the countries. Everybody's looking for power. Everybody's looking for all this crap. If people do not start working together, it's going to make things a lot harder. I'm just telling you, that's the God's truth. That what I'm telling you is the truth.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Oh, I know. But do I see what you're doing? Yes. I see you will be doing what you're doing, but it's going to go on a bigger aspect. I see, you know, and you'll also get a lot of different ideas from other people, too. And they'll be woken in different ways, and there's going to be light shed to you that you don't realize yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. I mean, I'm sitting here with a pen and I'm going round and round. I know what I see.
Right.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to you at all, Jay, that is the truth. But people have to learn to work together instead of all about me. And there's a lot of people that think about me, me, me.
Right.
I'm not being angry. I'm just telling it like it is. Karine, you know what I'm like.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Because things are getting shooken up, and they're going to get shook up a lot harder. But I'm telling you, if people work together, it will go much easier. And people need to get rid of the materialistic side of things and get down to the basics.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, you can take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jen?
For me?
I don't think this is what I see. This is what I know. And I'll tell you what I see and what I know. I know what I know because I know.
I feel that there's going to be a lot of turmoil in different sectors of the world. Three of them I'm monitoring right now.
Mm-hmm.
One will be health, and one will be the financial markets, and one will be the food scarcity thing. So I'm seeing all that. So I'm playing on
mm-hmm.
tables right now. So if you're aware of what's going on, that a lot of things are in play right now. So, actually possibly war next year. So
you never know.
Yeah, so, you know, that's how I look at it. So, you know, pray that it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Is that you get prepared
yeah,
for other
right.
things. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
You're
so,
right.
So I'm just gathering my friends who have a lot of skills right now. Not a lot of paper skills, but a lot of skills that they have to offer. So I'm just... we're just gathering some teams up right now so we can rely on each other because we have all different skills. So, if say something happens, we can hold on to each other. But I think everyone is affected by the people who made their health decisions this year and committed to it. And we're going to see the after effects of it. You know, starting this year, with late this year and into next year. So unfortunately, there's a lot of grief going to be happening for a lot of people. So everybody that's connected to everybody else, friends and family, so and our loved ones. So
mm-hmm.
so we're not immune to what's going on. So.
Oh, I understand.
So yeah. Being empathetic for people, so choices they make.
Well, believe me. You know, I'm going to tell you, I know a lot more than what you think.
Well, I probably do, but I'm not going to say it because we have to talk off air on that, but and long conversations. But it's just people who are really up to date on things on a daily basis can see the things panning out right now. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So did she answer your question, Jay?
Yes, she did. So thank you so much. And I look forward to the rest of the show. So many blessings to people on the phone and around the world listening to this on archive and right now. And season's blessings to you. And yeah, take it one day at a time. And enjoy
Definitely.
Your moments with your friends and family. So the moments that we have, that's all we got now. So. We don't have years.
Right.
We might have just moments. That's all we got.
Yeah.
Everything's precious now. Time is
right.
precious.
Yeah.
Those people. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much. Thanks, ladies. And Carol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings to you.
Okay. So we have Vicki now also. You guys are so lucky you're here tonight because Vicki and Carol are like two of the best freaking readers ever. So, Vicki, hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
I didn't know she was here. shared. That was wonderful.
Yeah, so Carol happened to call in, and I was like, well, why don't you come on and do some readings with
me? Get her on there, right. Well, Carol, I told her I was going to listen tonight. Now I'm here.
Well, listen, I couldn't get in the chat, so I'm like, you know, I'm watching
either.
Another.
I've been locked out.
Really?
My account was just deactivated or locked out. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I've been bad, apparently, and I didn't know.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Same thing happened with me. I couldn't get in. I couldn't do nothing.
Right. Wow. That's so weird. That stinks. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know. You know how Blog Talk is. Who the hell knows what's
mm-hmm.
going on? But Vicky, Brock is here too.
I heard he messaged me and said he was on.
Yeah,
my buddy.
Yeah. So
my radio
okay, so
buddy.
We have someone who's been on hold to get a reading from you specifically. So
amazing.
I'm gonna. She said she's waiting for you. She didn't want a reading from me or Carol, so I'm going to bring her on so you can get her a reading. Yeah.
Okay, no pressure.
303, we have Vicky here for you.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
No pressure at all. No pressure at all.
Well, who am I talking to?
Allison.
Allison, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, since we're on limited time, is there something you want me to focus on?
I've never spoken with you before, so I don't know what kinds of topics you like or how you like them phrased or what
Honey,
you
I can do anything. I am the magic one. No. Oh, I've had too much Christmas fun today. Just what area are you looking at? Okay, here's some areas you can pick from, and I'm probably going to touch on several because I'm picking up stuff from this lady that's beside you. First of all, you can focus on work-related stuff or relationships or the lack thereof, in your case, the lady's saying, or am I nailing it or not? No, she's saying this. I'm not saying this. I'm listening to this woman beside you. She's telling me that to ask things and to ask about what specifically you want me to talk to you about. It can be anything. You can ask me if the Dallas Cowboys are going to win tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. I know, but I mean, you can ask me. Just pick something. I can tell.
Well,
what's going on with your relationship?
Maybe
she's wanting me. She's wanting me to ask you that.
That's
the lady that's with
you
is a person that's deceased. I'm looking at possibly a mom or a grandmom or aunt. She's very close to you and she loves you dearly. And she's telling me to tell you she had to talk to you on Christmas because, well, she just needed to. So she's asking me to ask about relationships. Are your relationships good, or is that something you want me to focus on the radio in front of however many people are listening?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, three or four top topics. I guess that's one that could be addressed.
Okay.
It wouldn't be my first choice, but if that's what
okay, what is your first choice?
If that's what she was, if she's wanting, then I'll advise her.
Okay, what is your first choice?
Well, actually, my first choice would, no, you know what, I'm not going to go with my first choice. I feel it's premature, so I'm going to go with, I'll go with that one, with the relationship, sure, that's fine.
Okay, I'm showing right now that it's not that you're unhappy, it's just sort of you're empty, you're running on an empty tank. And it's kind of like, I see you scratching your head about, you're wondering why something is happening, and it's sort of like you want a relationship, a good one, a good solid one, but it's eluding you. Is that what she's telling? I mean, that's what she's saying.
You
want
know,
me to go on?
Really
or
not, that's really not at the forefront of my mind. I would say that for
she
me.
She says, and yet it is. No, I'm
I would
sorry.
Say because
this lady's
I'm new,
hysterical.
Because I'm new to the area. I'm new
okay.
to the state. I'm new to the state, actually, and I'm new to the, thus I'm new to the neighborhood as well as the town. For me, a quote unquote, I guess you know, a relation, you know, I guess you know, more of a like one-on-one relationship really is not at the forefront of my mind. Having a social network, having a circle of friends, having that a tribe—I am going to call it tribe—is at the forefront of my mind. That is.
Okay, well, that's definitely going to happen. You're a very open person, and people view you and love you. And so you're more for deep relationships than just little casual get-together type things. You'd rather have two or three really good friends and sit and have discussions, and you're going to have that because that's what you desire. You need to just really be open and focus when people come around you because in the next probably 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to meet some really cool people, one in particular that's going to become a very close friend. The other two are also going to be good friends, but this one is particularly really going to be somebody that you're going to enjoy being with and doing things with. And I think you're going to have a really happy springtime. You're going to have also developed some new interests and some things that are coming around you that you've never really thought about doing before, but you're open, and when it presents itself, you're just going to be really into it and really excited. Now, there are so many things going on in the world, and you do need to pay attention around you, but the things that you're going to be investing in the next few months are going to carry you through some of these days of that Carol was talking about earlier, the absence of a lot of things in our life. It's going to carry you through, and these people are going to be good, strong friends. You do have one woman that is a really close friend of yours that you've had for quite a time, and she's tried to get involved and get you more involved in things she does, and she is a true blue friend. And this woman is telling me, just hang on, because everything you desire is going to happen. You're drawing it to you. Your energy is drawing it to you. You have a really good circle of people, but where you are at, you're going to embrace that city. You're going to embrace where you're at, your locale. And I do see a really exciting opportunity coming up with a new year coming. And I don't. This involves money. I don't know what it's not exactly a job, but it involves money that it's, you're going to receive some extra money or money's going to increase around you. That's going to happen within the month of January, early February. Let's see, what else do I see for you, my dear? You are a very sweetheart and kind-hearted person. I'm going to direct you back to a couple of things that I know to be tried and true. If what you want is love in your life, and that's love of friends or love from a certain person or like a relationship with someone, then if those are the things you desire, instead of sitting and wishing for them, you need to be giving those to others. You need to be like my mom always had a saying, if you want to have money, give money. If you want to have love, give love. And so I want to direct you back to that because I think you've kind of gotten off track just a little bit. And with the holidays and everything that's going on around you, you've kind of tended to look inward. You need to turn that back and focus it outward again. And I think everything you want and desire will happen. I would stay focused. I would stay so focused that I made a list of goals I had for this year. Now, be aware some things will be interrupted and are out of your control. But for the most part, those things that you write on your list are going to be obtainable. I would focus more on relationships of the heart and relationships with friends that you care about and love and develop those and not so much on looking outward, although materialistic things will come to you this year. While some are losing them, you will be gaining them. So remember to help others and provide, and you will, and that's what will draw it to you. You have a huge spiritual team around you that work for you and help you. You need to kind of tune into that a little more. I always tell people they want to know about guides and angels and people around them or deceased people that are helping them that are family members. All you need to do to hear from them is just listen. Just talk and just tell them when you wake up in the morning, help me through this day and give me signs and tell them specifically what sign you want from them, and they will send that your way. And it can be anything. I never limit spirit because it always surprises me what they can actually pull off and do. But it's kind of fun. I have a game I play with my mom. She's been gone now about 5 years. And some mornings I wake up and I'll say, if you're around me and you're going to help me through this day, show me a rainbow. And we may be in the middle of a drought. And, you know, I'll log on to the Internet or my sister will send me a picture of rain in Utah, or there'll be something that happens and there will be a rainbow or something that I've asked for. I one time asked my dad, if you're telling me this and it's you, send me an elephant. And sure enough, that night there was a show about elephants on this History Channel show. I mean, they do things like in Texas, you're not going to see an elephant walk through your yard. And in most cases, you're not going to see a rainbow because we don't have a lot of rain right now. But you know, that spirit never fails, and they never cease to amaze me. And just, I think for you, the message tonight, and this woman wants me to tell you, by the way, she wants you to look for rainbows. She wants you to look for happiness, and she said you'll find it. And just be aware that it's all around you, and you have a team, a spiritual team that are helping you and trying to intervene on your behalf. And just thank them every night when you go to bed and call on them in the morning to be around you and help you, show you signs. And then be aware of the signs around you. People sometimes walk over things saying, I never get a sign. And they'll be standing on one or, you know, looking at one. But they'll let you know they're around if you're open to it. And unless you have a question, I'm going to leave you with that and see if you want
fine.
To follow up with somebody else.
No, that's fine. That's good.
Going to dim and gloom you tonight because I'm too happy. My kids are coming to town tomorrow for Christmas with me and my four grandchildren. And I've had a weekend with my daughter and some close friends. And so we have enough sadness coming. We will make it. You will make it. And it's going to be a roller coaster ride, and it's just like I tell everybody else, you can either swim against the tide, or you can just say, "Woo, I'm going to have a good time with this," and just go with the flow, ride the roller coaster, and never be amazed at how great spirit is to be right there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll leave you with that.
Yeah. No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look forward to
thanks,
the better time. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas and happier New Year.
You too.
Oh, you're going to have it.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, she refused to get a reading from me or Carol, whatever. Okay.
And I'm sitting here going, are you crazy? No. Those would be the people I would go to. Never cease to amaze me.
So the next caller is 434. I don't know who this is, 434-996. And you guys, whoever has something, they can speak up first.
Jump in
so
there.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see who this is. 434-996. Who do we have?
Khalil Reed.
Khalil?
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Were you named after Khalil Gibran?
No.
Okay. What's your question?
Do you know who you were named after? No.
Hi. I was wondering, there was an officer I knew. She basically was CNT. And basically they were walking on downtown mall, and the Charlottesville officers who've been very great with dealing with me, they were telling me that CNT is not tactical. But I saw the officers walking with the jacket vest on, the bulletproof jacket vest, and I was just wondering, like, because I'm interested in that type of work, if all the people that wear those jacket-type vests that are police officers, whether federal, local, or state, if all of them are tactical, or if that's just something that they give them all?
I don't know.
I don't know what it's... I don't know CNT is.
Yeah, we're not professionals with that kind of stuff.
All right. I'm going to ask a different question.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Will I be able to go to Richmond or somewhere like that, like to have a good vacation, like during spring or something like that?
Do you have the money to go?
Huh?
Do you have the money to go?
I'm getting some
money.
I'm
asking for a reason, huh?
Yeah, because the reason I was asking is because I live in a small town, and basically we don't do much here.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't see you traveling in the spring. We should do it. I'm sorry. Carol, do you see anything?
I don't see a movement going anywhere in the spring either, to be honest with you. If anything,
okay.
It would be in summer. It would be farther in, right. Into the summer.
Okay.
I could see it then, but not in the spring at all. Like, it's like I see a great big block there. Like the door went down. When it was spoken about, it's like the door went down. There can be an opening in the summer, in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
And I think that you need to get your ducks in a row. Your finances in a row for to go because you don't have
them
in a row. But
I agree.
When I see the opening. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree. And also, you might have a little bit of problem in the spring with this COVID, the shutdowns and things that are going to be happening a little bit more as it hikes up and then it'll lull again. I see it summer as well, midsummer. And I think you're going to have a wonderful time when you do go. Pick a good place.
All right.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you, Khalil.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. And next we have 952-465.
Hello.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is Sandy.
How you doing, Sandy? Good?
Okay. Kind of a lonely day.
Didn't yeah, it
do
is.
Do too much. Watch the Packer game.
There's your problem right there. No, I'm kidding.
They won.
All right, girl.
My question is where I should be, if I should stay where I'm at or if I should move on to somewhere else.
You're very restless. Do you want to move on?
Kind of.
Yeah. I would say
I want it to be for my best and highest good and my son's best and highest good.
Oh,
what's your birthday? What's your day and month of your birthday?
July 31st, 1960.
I don't mean the 1960, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
So I'm thinking, I just want to interject here for a second. Sandy, I'm thinking that you're trying to... I don't know. I might be wrong, but I feel like you're trying to get away from memories or something. And, I see you actually being better if you do move, not for the sake of forgetting or, you know, putting those memories past you, but it does really help you in some manner. But I don't see you moving very far, like maybe 30 minutes away or something, around that distance, not very far. So I'm not sure where you were thinking about moving to, you know?
It would be farther than that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea, actually, you know?
No, it will help you. And I'm going to tell you something. Financially, you should be able to do it this year.
Yep.
There is something, you know, this year you're set up enough to do it. You know, just go. You know, I believe something will come up for you, that you can move on and not worry about it and don't look behind. And you've been thinking too much. You've been overthinking.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you another thing. You've been, you get lonely, but the reason you get lonely is because you can't deal with the chaos of being out around a lot of people.
Right.
And that's where you're at with that. And so there's days like you would think, oh, well, I wish I was more involved with this or that. But then the thoughts of really getting out there and doing it, it's like, I just can't do it. I mean, mentally, you can't. It's like overwhelming to you and you just can't. So actually you're looking for a break as far as that goes, meeting new people, getting out there, leaving the past behind you. But I'm going to tell you a little secret here, Sandy. What I'm looking into is, you know, all the experiences that you've been through have taught you to go forward, believe it or not. In one way or another, whether they be good or bad. Don't keep overthinking it because it's the past. And that's where you run into problems. Okay?
Okay.
And that's what you've been doing. That's what you, I can see you doing it.
Yeah, well, I just want to do it for the right reasons, too.
I know. So you're going back and forth like on a teeter-totter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's fine, and so will you.
Yeah. You need to make a plan. You're such a good planner. You can make this happen. And you know what? People always say, well, I don't know if this is the right time. When is the right time? You have to make your life what you want it to be. And I always tell people, if you're not living your best life, if you're not happy with your life, change it, rewrite it. And they always say, how? And I said, make different choices and take some steps to make it happier and change it. And I think that you're going to do great wherever you go because you're going to be focused on everything changing for the better. And I see it changing for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're much more optimistic than
I am. Loves you so much. He's going to be excited about the move. Your son loves you so much. He wants you to be happy, and he's going to be excited once you get moved. The moving part, he's a little bit afraid of, but I think you're going to be very happy. So I think you just need to take control and make a plan and work the plan, and I think you're going to turn out just fine.
The problem is where to live, where to move into, because
that's not a problem. That's exciting. Just
well, it's expensive and there's not much available.
Mm-hmm. If it were easy, it wouldn't be that exciting.
Oh, I don't want
to
be exciting.
Tell you something. An opportunity will come up, believe me. There will be an opportunity that will come up. You're looking, the opportunity will show up. It absolutely
Because I've
will.
Got, I have to, I have a house to sell. And then once it's sold, I'm out, you know, then I got to find somewhere.
It's exciting that you have a house to sell that gives you seed money for where you're going.
Oh, I know, but I got to have somewhere to live, to an apartment or a house or a condo or something, you know.
Well, then,
do you see anything there? Do you see anything happening with that?
Well, like Vicki said, Sandy, if you plan it out, you start looking where you want to live, you start looking for a house or a condo or an apartment.
I have.
You will sell your house. You will sell your house. Houses are going like crazy right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have been looking, and it's just slim pickings. So, I don't know. Okay, well, that's good.
I'm hearing you're not looking in the right area. Change your locations.
Hmm.
And
Okay. Again,
I'm going to tell you something my guide told me. There's no right or wrong in this. Whether you go the straight path or you take a few curves, we all arrive in the same place. And you're exactly where you're supposed to be at exactly the time you're supposed to be there. So with that said, just pick a place and look there and just kind of try to move around and check some different locations. I think you're going to find something pretty quick. You know, you have to move when you can with schools and stuff. And so you've got a little time to look things over. But I think it's going to be, you're going to be surprised and it's going to fall into place. When it's right, it just falls into place.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody's input. Thank you.
Sure. Keep in touch, Sandy.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome.
She's cool.
Very sweet person.
She is. I know exactly what you were talking about, Carol and you, Vicki, like the way that, you know, it's hard. It's hard to let go of things that hurt us so bad. You know what I mean? Jesus.
Yeah.
But I think
at our age, we've all been there at least once. And the hardest thing to do is to let go and just trust that something will be okay. But those have been my greatest moments of having conquered something is when I actually did let go and follow my gut and just did what I knew I was supposed to do. But it hurts.
Right.
I mean, there's growing pains with that.
Yeah,
well,
there is.
Well, I wish you will.
Yeah, me too.
I think she'll do fine.
Right. Okay, so next we have Lisa who called in earlier and... Excuse me, she wanted to get a reading from both of you, so let's quickly give her a reading. And Lisa.
I am. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
So tell Carol and Vicki what you would want to know about.
Well, I'm interested in developing a different... I'm in an industry now that I'm happy with, and I'm good at it, but I wanted to develop a different income stream. And I just am listening to you all talk, and when Jay called in, I've been listening to different radio shows on metaphysics for years, and so I'm familiar with his name, I'm familiar with his voice, and when he calls into different shows. But anyway... this discussion about, you know, next year and the struggles or challenges, you know, and possibly war. I mean, what? Now I'm like, oh, my God, I thought I had problems. I do know someone that has a bomb shelter. But, I mean, what would the advice be on trying to prepare for stuff?
Well, I don't think that we want to get into... do we want to get into that right now? I don't think we do. You know what I mean?
I want to make a comment on it. I want to make a comment on that. First of all, take a deep breath and calm and just remember something. In the end, the light will win. And what you need to understand... is there's zillions of light workers right now on this planet and extraterrestrial that are working overtime to keep us safe and to help us through this turmoil we're going through. It's like, kind of like the earth is having contractions right now. We're going through transition. It doesn't mean, my guide told me there would be so many steps, and I asked him the other day, are we like in the third phase? And he said, no, honey, we're still in the first. And I was like, well, holy crap, am I going to survive this? Because this is a lot. And he started laughing, and he said, everything will be fine. Everything will happen as it should. Go with the flow. Prepare yourself for the best you can. And he said, don't overspend. Get yourself in a good financial place. If you don't have a lot of money, save what you can. But all will be provided. I mean, we're not going to, I don't see here in our country going without things. Now, you may not have the thing you desire, but there's always going to be something. And what you need to do is just live frugally, save back as much as you can, and that's the only way you can prepare. And just stay grounded, stay in spirit, always, always send energy and prayers out to the universe and to your angels and guides that are watching over us. We're going to be fine. Just go with the flow and don't worry so much. That worry sends that energy out to the world, and we know what that does. That causes worry. So just send good vibes and healing and love, and that's what will come back to you. I plan on being here this time next year, still giving the same advice. We've got a while to go. It's like the lady that asked me 2 years ago, when will COVID be over? And I said, it's going to be here for a while. Let's just calm down and get through it. And we don't know. I mean, people ask me, well, what happens after this? I know what my guide tells me, but we don't know. So the unknown always scares us, and we have a terror of it. But don't. Just embrace life. Live every day fully. Enjoy everybody around you. And that's what we do to prepare. That's what we do. Keep our loved ones close and our friends close. And just live the best we can and send good energy out and love to everyone. It's going to be okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, I like that. Living in the present. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Enjoy and be appreciative of what you have, because so many people don't have the things we have. You know, we've got so much going for us. We wake up. We've got a roof over our head. We have food for breakfast. We have clothes to wear and people that love us. And isn't that like 10 times better than some people? I mean, we have so much. We are so blessed with so many things, and you're so loved. And the alternative, I told somebody, they said, well, what if that doesn't happen? I said, well, then I will cross over to the other side and go home. This is just the practice phase. Home is on the other side. We're just spiritual beings in human bodies. And the human body's not going to make it through, but the spirit is. So either way, you're gonna be kicking it either way. I mean, you're gonna have a good time in this lifetime, and when it's done, you're gonna cross over and have a better time.
Exactly.
So I don't look at that as anything to fear.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, there's something on the other side. Yeah.
Right. It's not a punishment to die. It's not a punishment.
No.
You know?
No.
So.
It sure does hurt those of us here that have to stay, but, you know.
Right.
So, see if Carol got anything for you.
That's the only thing you can do is live day by day. Because, you know, just like I've said to many people before, you know, when you dwell on the past or the future that you think you have that you really don't know that you have, you can only live in the moment. That's all we have is the moment. We don't know if we're going to be here next week. We don't know if we're going to be here a month from now. I'm not really worried if I am or if I'm not, but, you know, that's the real truth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You live day by day, and just like you got to work together with people. When you see people down, give them a hand. Just
absolutely.
Together. You know, I mean, you know, none of us know when our time's up. When it's up, it's up. And then we will go on, and it will be, you know, a whole different thing. But the earth is, you know, like you said, growing pains. Things are changing. They are changing.
Mm-hmm.
But things have been changing for how many years?
Millions.
That's what I'm saying.
If you look at it that way, you know.
It's been changing.
It has. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're just going through a phase of the world and the earth, and it's going to end up, the thing is, we have to go through this to get to the good part. Spirit
uh-huh.
is moving us into a direction we need to be in. It's not comfortable. This transition is not comfortable. And it's not for anyone. Even if we're not afraid, we read for people who are, and we have to be calm and tell them it's okay. This is what happens. We go through these changes, and the world changes. And once it's never done, but once we get to where we're going right now, things will calm down again. If they ever were calm, they'll be calm again. And
mm-hmm.
we just have to remember to hang in there.
Yeah.
But don't send negativity and fear out there, because we don't need it. We do not
no.
need that.
No. Okay, so Lisa, did you want to ask anything else? Because we gotta hurry along, because we have other callers.
I'm not gonna hog up the time. I'll let you guys move on, and thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corinne. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. She's cool. I love Lisa. Okay, so
sweet,
the next call we have, yeah, is 504-344.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, this is Debbie. How are you? To get on.
Hi, Debbie.
How are you doing?
Well, I've had a pretty rough year. I know a lot of people have. But I was wondering what you see next year and, like, you know, for work, too, because I'm looking for work.
New changes are coming next year for you. Everything's new. You're going to be stepping into a whole different aspect of your life, actually. You're
okay.
going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel like you're more in your power.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I see where this year has been falling apart. It's not really falling apart, but it's pulling away. How's that?
Yeah, this year it's just been, you know,
pulling away.
Yeah, my dad passed.
Pulling away.
Apartment caught on fire, but luckily my side was okay.
Yeah, I mean, things are going to get better next year. Stay grounded, stay focused. You know how to do that, and it comes second nature to you. And I see things going in a whole new direction for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Things opening
should,
up for you, yeah.
Should I look in a certain direction, or just will it come in my path?
It'll come. It'll just come. And I'll tell you something, you're no dummy. I mean, you know how things go.
Yeah.
Like, you just know how they go together.
Yeah.
If something will come up. You'll question it. You're like, okay, should I do this or do not? You'll know. You'll know from your gut. You'll have your gut instinct. Yes, this is for me, and you'll go. It's going to be better. Everything is going to come back together.
Oh, that's so awesome. Do you think my dad left me anything? I mean, I haven't heard anything from his wife. I was just wondering. Nothing. I didn't hear anything from her. And, you know, I don't really get along with her too well.
I know that. I was going to say, there was, you didn't get along.
Yeah.
I think we left something, but I will tell you, she's not going to bring it up because of the conflict that you've ever had.
Yeah, I thought about
later, but you had, you know, there's been a huge conflict for not, you know, this isn't new. This has been for a while.
Yeah.
You haven't seen eye to eye, and that's why she just wants to, like, push you off to the side. But there will be something that hears that block you, and it will come out. You'll come out.
Because I wanted to ask for pictures, but I just hate opening that door, you know?
There's pictures she has that have nothing to do with her. And what you can do is start and say, look, in the past, we haven't gotten along. I don't want anything financial. I just want some photos. Could you do that for me? And just, that's what he, I've got your dad here, by the way. First, he wants to tell you how proud he is of you and to tell you your life is going to turn around, will be better. Mm-hmm. And he's saying just, he's moving energy to help you. But he said he's sorry that he didn't leave a clear-cut way for you to obtain anything. But, and he did know how she was going to be. So, you know, he should have probably made some stipulation through someone other than just her. But he said the important thing is he has this great love for you and respect. And he thinks that you are so intelligent. And he's actually bragging on you. He's saying, that's my girl right there. He said, she's going to do wonderful things. He said, please understand that any slight was not intentional. Now, I don't know how he passed, but I've got this terrible headache and thing that I'm just going to ask him to remove it. Something happened. Did he have a, I'm not even going to guess this. You're going to have to take that away. He's hurt.
Cancer.
I'm in serious pain here because they try to tell me how they pass sometimes. But he was hurting. It's something about his head at the end. But he's just saying he loves you. He wants you to know that. And that he is moving energy to help you. And he wants to ask. Now, here's something. He's asking your forgiveness for some things that happened in your life that he should have done better. And he's saying, but I want you to know I love you. And I think you're brilliant. I think you're just, I think you're amazing as a person and a human being. He loves your heart. He loves how you help others. And you do help others a lot, I understand.
Yeah.
So know that every time you do something, he's there with you watching and loving that you're doing it.
Yeah. I always felt like I forgave him a million times, but he kept asking for the same thing, you know? Like he always asked for that, but I
he
was really.
He felt like he could have done more. Yeah.
Well, he was a violent drunk, you know, and wasn't a good upbringing for sure. And the second wife was a narcissist.
Oh boy,
she was horrible.
Guess what? For all the things he did wrong in his life, he says he was punished just from that, just from marrying her.
Yeah,
it all returned home
to
him.
Yeah, she even was taping his phone calls. Like, he was under surveillance, but, I mean, you could still walk out. I don't understand why somebody wouldn't just leave, you know?
Well,
I think sometimes people feel that, you know?
It's not that easy.
That just shows you should live your life.
An abused relationship, why did you stay? There's a million reasons, you know, and most of them have to do with they didn't think they had a choice, or they didn't know what they would do if they left. There's always a very valid reason for why people do what they do, and maybe he felt like part of him felt like he deserved what he got, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. I always feel like there's a new door you can go in, you know, but no, I forgive him. I do forgive him, but I wish he would have handled things a little differently.
So does he.
I do. Yeah.
So does he.
And he lost two children, too, and I didn't know if, like, he's with them or does he know
them? Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
They're all
okay. Dead. Okay. I didn't know them. They were twins that died at birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. That's something
kind of neat.
One day
you'll meet them.
Yeah. One what?
One day you'll meet them.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Debbie, thank you for calling. And now I'm starting to remember who you are. Debbie's been through a lot of crap, man. But
that's why I want to see if Carol has anything else for her.
Yeah, right. And physically, I just kept going. Like, I had the fire, I had COVID, I was forced out of a job. I had a fire, like, and just everything was like one thing after the other till I was doing fine. And then I realized the stress was making me lose my hair. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not doing so good. You know,
well,
I
mean,
going.
I absolutely saw that, but I also see, like I said, new beginnings are happening for you, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, I see, you know, work turning around for you. I see you looking at things at a whole different angle.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you just hear that man speaking?
I did. I heard it earlier, too. I heard it earlier in the conversation.
What the hell was that? You guys, was that an EVP?
Very
well
could have been.
But I couldn't make it out.
Sure it is. He's telling me it was him. He wants her to know he's there. This is real. You're really hearing him. And by the way, when you are asleep at night and you feel something touch your leg or push down on the bed, that's him. He's watching over you.
Wow.
Okay, don't get
freaked
out on me.
No.
So let's
now let Carol speak.
We gotta listen back to that on the replay. I gotta listen to that. I heard hello. I heard hello. And I don't know.
I heard
hear?
Something.
Debbie, what did you hear?
I just heard a man's voice and I couldn't make it out. But I mean, I know it's three ladies on the show, so I know, like, I'm like, okay, something weird's happening right now.
Not even on our best day did we sound like that.
It's bizarre, huh? That's the first time I've heard a
he's
voice.
Saying hello.
It was like
he's saying hello.
It was like a bleed through.
Yeah, it was so cool.
He
oh
really wants you to
wow.
know he's with you.
Yeah, it's just such a shame he had a pass to tell me that.
Yeah, but that's sometimes how it happens, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But listen, Debbie, thank you so much for calling, and keep in touch, man. I love to hear from you.
Yeah, I think, and you too. I feel really bad about your sister. I know it's just so hard.
It is, but, you know, like
so
I said, we got to be okay. We're going to be okay, and everything is happens for a reason or a purpose, and we just got to accept it, man. Like Vicky said, we got to roll with it. That's it, you know?
Right.
They don't want us to be sad.
To roll with it.
That's the other thing is they don't want us to be sad. They want us to know they're there, and they never left us. They're with us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Take
so
it
much.
Easy.
Okay. I'll have to rewind, too. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So
life is
going to
get better. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Gosh. That was so cool, you guys. I was like, because, you know,
he really
usually
wanted
like
her.
EVPs, and EVPs, I'll hear them after I've replayed the show and listened to it, but I don't always do that. But that was live. That was a live thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I wonder if that sounded like her father's voice, you know? Well, she'll tell us after, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so the next call is 360-277.
Hi.
Who do we have?
My name's Holly.
What is it?
I'm from Seattle.
Hi, Holly. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm just wondering how long I'll be at this job.
I'm hearing it's your choice.
Okay.
You can't think of anything. I've got do you not want to be at the job, or do you feel like it's temporary or a passing through situation?
No, I kind of want to stay. I like the neighborhood.
Okay, let me ask it a different way. Do you fear losing your job?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be fine. Let me sit on this a minute while somebody else talks to you. I'll see what I hear.
Okay,
I feel, well, I'm just going to tell you how I feel, and then Carol can jump in. So I feel, Holly, that you're doing a really good job at the job that you're at right now, and I don't see them wanting to let you go. They are going to let go of some people, but not you.
Uh-huh.
It's like you okay. haven't been there that – I think you haven't been there that long, right? Like maybe 9 months or something?
Six.
6 months, okay. So but you do a good job. You show up on time. You're good at what you're doing. I don't think they're going to get rid of you. If they get rid of a few other people, that might be the case, but I see them holding on to you.
Okay.
Carol?
Actually, you have the opportunity to stay there if you want to stay there. But that's all up to you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all up to you, what goes on. It's in your
hands.
Yeah,
that's true.
You have the opportunity will be there.
Yeah.
Because when you got hired in, this was kind of like a temporary thing. In the back of your mind, it was a temporary thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when I first, because it was part-time.
Yeah.
But
I,
now
I,
it's
I know.
Full-time.
Right,
yeah.
And that's you're liking it and you want to stay there. And like I said, it's going to be up to you whether you stay there, but you will have the opportunity to be there. But I knew that when you stepped into it, it was temporary. Like it was part-time. But the full-time is opening up. There will be, it'll be there. You just decide whether you want it to be there.
Yeah, I like the full-time.
Mm-hmm, that's good. Yes.
Yeah.
But you went in company. Yeah, I
see. Okay.
You see what Vicky
says,
agree. That's what I see.
I agree. I believe that if there's something that happens that you might actually decide to leave on your own for another offer you get, but I don't see them. I see you being there. You like that. I think half of the battle is working where you love.
Yeah.
You get to
I
do
like
that.
This area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone.
I just think you're
going to
be fine.
Oh, okay,
listen to
good.
Me. If something
thanks,
happens,
Holly.
There's always another opportunity, and sometimes spirit moves us if we don't move ourselves. But I
right.
think they're going to
yeah.
be fine. I think you're going to be there.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Holly.
Bye.
Okay. You know, that's interesting, Vicky, that you said that, because it's like, I can't remember who said this, but it is be let go or be dragged. And I want to say it was Lao Tzu, or I don't remember who said it, but it's like, that's so true, let go or be dragged. And what you just said alludes to that. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Lots had it happen to me. So I didn't want to go, but all of a sudden somebody came in and said, we're going to put you over here. And I was like, no, I don't want to go. And they were like, but you're going to make $900 a month more over here. And I said, I want to go. Let me pack my bag. You know, and still I didn't really want to go, but I went, and I loved it.
Right. No,
it happens.
True.
Spirit will move you.
It does. It's like if we don't do what we're supposed to do, we're made
mm-hmm.
to do it. So let's do it, you know, let's do it
right.
willingly instead
yeah,
of waiting
right.
for when we're made to do it. You know.
Yep.
Okay, so the next caller is 708927. Who do we have?
Ann,
how you doing, Ann?
Good.
Who's
Were you Leanne or Ann?
Ann.
Japan.
Oh, okay, Japan. Okay.
Were you named after your mother or something, Anne?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I'm hearing Anne.
Well, it's
I'm
okay hearing, if you weren't.
I'm hearing Annie. Annie. Who's Annie?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. All right. Carry
yeah,
on.
No. What's that? Yeah, I know. I don't. I get to the point quick, I guess.
Well, what can we do for you tonight?
Going forward into the new year, how will it work for me? Working in general.
Do you work now?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for something?
No.
Then I'm going to say you're not going to work. I mean, I'm failing to get the question here.
And the thing I'll tell you what I'm thinking here. What I'm seeing here is you would like to work, but you want to be the boss. Because when you're not the boss, you get frustrated. And you have a hard time understanding the way other people do things. So because of that, you would really like to have a job that you could do that you didn't have to... That you can be like the leader of it, like you can jump into something and work that way because you don't have the tolerance for other people. Is that not correct?
Well, I don't know that I don't have the tolerance for other people. I'm very patient, so I don't think it's that. But I don't need.
That you get frustrated with other people.
Yeah. No. I don't need other people for what I want to do.
Yeah, I understand. And I already know yeah. you want to be the one in charge, and I understand that.
Yeah, there you're 100% right.
I'm telling you. Can you do that? Yes, you can. One of the things you're going to have to realize is that everybody's best is not your best. So you can't judge what others' best is by the way you do things. And you'll be okay. And yes, you can start something that you will enjoy doing. And yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you got to remember that motto that I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do with that is up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you guys get?
Well, I'm going to leave that with you. I think you just nailed it.
Right.
You just literally get, and I mean, it's always there. What we do with our lives is our choice, and you have the opportunity, and you just need to do what Carol said. I'm agreeing 100% here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have
I
any questions
have
about that?
Yeah.
Well, and? Do I have any questions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just, I was just hoping that it would that way. It's been some time, and it's been very challenging in the past. We're not looking in the past. We're looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wanted to something. I wanted it to work because something before always just one thing would end and another thing would pop up, and I'm talking health issues. It's just crazy, and so now it's starting. You know, it's coming where it's been getting better. So. That's what I just wanted to know. Is it going to keep progressing in a positive way where I am going to be able to do what I want to do?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I think I just want to say one more thing to you, Anne. I think you don't trust people easily, and you got to learn to open up yourself a little bit more and learn to trust certain people. I'm not saying trust everyone, but just open your heart a little bit more and learn to trust some people, because you need people to move forward. We do. We can't move forward on our own a lot of times, but that's what I wanted to add to this.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you ladies something else? Does anybody do energy work, whereas you could see someone in my energy? No, seriously.
Yeah.
Yes, we all do.
Okay. Well, to see if anybody's in my energy.
You mean somebody around you?
Not somebody that's around me, no.
I'm a medium. Do you know what that is?
Yep.
I see spirits. Is that what you want to know, who's around you?
No, I'm not talking about people that have crossed over. This person's alive. But, But somebody that could put, like, bad energy on you or something of that nature that's a lie.
No, that's not happening to you. And I knew that was what you were going to ask. Wondering if they were stepping into your energy to make you sick or to make you go, like, more depressed or your energy down. No, that's not happening.
Okay, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past, there was somebody in my energy.
Yeah,
maybe
but not now. That's not what's happening now.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, because that was going on for quite a few years.
Right.
Alrighty.
Okay, so Anne, I hope we helped you a little bit tonight.
Yeah, you did. At least I'm looking forward to the future, put it that way, for 2022.
Good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a fantastic New Year, Anne. I think you're going to.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it. And have a good New Year, all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we just have one more. We have one more caller, you guys, and it is 917-435. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Felicia. How are you?
Okay, can you repeat your name? I'm sorry.
Hi, my name is Felicia.
Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Need some help. Okay. I am looking to do a move. And I'm just trying to see exactly when the place might become available. I don't need to move in right away, but I'm thinking maybe by March.
Okay. I didn't hear that. Did you guys hear that question?
Mm-mm.
Can you speak a little bit louder,
Felicia? Sure. Can you hear me better now? Okay. Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, great. Okay. So I'm looking to do a move, and I'm starting to look now, and I just wanted to see, do you see me finding something soon or by spring?
Okay. Are you talking about a home?
Yeah, she's wanting
yeah.
to move. She's wanting to move.
Okay.
She is wanting to move, and I'm going to tell you something, Felicia. This is the deal. Things come to you. They always have. It's like you've been blessed throughout life. And yeah, I know what you're feeling like. Not always, and I get that. But I will tell you, usually, I can almost hear what you're thinking. But you are blessed, and things do come when they're supposed to come. Do I see you moving? Yes, you want to move, it, you will move. What you have to do is speak what you want to do, let it go, and then you will be shown how you're going to do it. It will just come up. Hmm.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense to you?
I got it. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for help from spirit. You absolutely have been helped all along.
Mm-hmm.
You've been carried on great waves of energy. Just release and go with the flow. But ask spirit to help and intervene, and they will.
Okay, sounds good. I will.
You have a really good year coming up, an exciting year.
Oh, really?
Fasten your seatbelt. Limits will and boundaries will be crossed, and you'll be going, oh, no, no, and they'll be saying, yes, yes, enjoy it.
Oh, I'll call you back. I hope so. I believe you. Thank you.
Keep in touch.
Awesome. Thank you. I will. Okay, thank you.
I have nowhere to hide. You can call me. Corrine always knows how to get us.
Yeah. Yeah, Felicia, thank you so much
cute.
For calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Vicki, tell people where they can find you.
Hidden behind a bunch of... No. I'm not doing radio right now, except just for a few people that I love. If they want to find me for readings, advice, or, you know, want to borrow money, they can contact me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Vicki Johns in Love of Texas, if you haven't recognized the accent. But also through Corrine, she knows how to get me. But I'm taking a sabbatical. I've been doing an awful lot of readings at home, so I haven't had much time to do anything. I'm going to shake Brock's tree one day, and we're going to do something online again.
Good.
I miss it. And I miss him. I miss my radio bud.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I know.
Carol,
you've got a good year coming.
I have a good year coming.
Yeah,
you have something in the next few weeks. I see a surprise, and it's a happy one, and you're going to be saying, well, I love this. But I see you laughing and celebrating something. So I don't know what's coming up for you, but I do see you celebrating something in the very near future.
Okay.
There will be
Thanks.
Cake.
Yeah. Well, that's
good.
That's
what my mother always used to say. Will there be cake?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And Carol, tell people where they can find you before we get off.
Oh,
the air.
Man, Corrine. Well, I still got the year number forecast up, but I'm going to be honest with you. You know what my work schedule's like.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. My work schedule is crazy. So, or they can get a
phone
number. I mean, but it's not that I won't answer questions because I will. But I don't always see, I work crazy hours. Hopefully that'll ease up, but I don't see that in the near time.
I worship her, and she does work crazy hours.
She does.
I never see her. Of all the people you could have put me on air with, this is I was just elated when I heard your voice. I was finally, Carol.
Oh,
I haven't talked to her in forever, and I'm just so excited. It's so much fun to come on the radio with Corrine because you never know who you're going to be on with, and I love it. I love that.
Yeah, well,
last time was Jen, and, you know, I just have a good time. It's so much fun to be on with people you love.
I've been trying to wrangle Carol to come on here for a week now, and she won't. So
I was in shock.
Well, that's I tell you something. You know, I had a family member say to me, you know, are you going to be off? for Christmas. And I said, you know, this is the first Christmas that I have been off for mm-hmm. 6 years to be with my family. Wow. But I have the day off. Because, and they always get upset, you know, because I have to make it another day that we're going to celebrate or, you know, and trying to get everybody together. And, you know, it's been the first year that I have been off on Christmas. And it just so happened that I saw Corrine on Facebook putting up, you know, that she was going to have the show. And then I try to get on, and I'm like, dang it, I can't get on. And I always, like, I'll see, if I get a break, I'll look through my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I gotta get my mind away from what I'm doing. And then, like, if I see there's a show on, I'll try to get home in time to, even if it's only 10 minutes. That hey, I'm here. I'm supporting you. I'm listening. But I was off, mm-hmm. and I'm like, dang it, I can't get in. And so I called.
I know. I did the same thing that I wrote on there. How exciting! And then she messaged me and said, "Do you want to come?" I was like, "Are you kidding? Of course." Of course.
Yeah. Well, that was funny because I wanted her to know. I wanted you to know that I'm listening, that I'm supporting you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't mm-hmm. chat. I couldn't do nothing. So I called.
Well, it's good that I laughed you in tonight, Carol.
Well, there you go.
What a delight. We were so lucky, and that's what was so funny. When I got on, I was like, I can't believe this. I wanted to stop and call everybody, Carol's on Blog Talk, Carol's on Blog Talk. And I thought, yeah. And then I get on, and you said, well, somebody was waiting on me, and I was like, what the hell are they waiting on me for? They got Carol.
Oh, my God.
No. I just love it.
Well,
I'm so happy I got to see you.
Yeah, we are mm-hmm. a good group. I mean, you know, I miss everybody. I really miss everybody. You know, and I think
yeah,
of everybody.
Me too.
You know,
yeah.
I'll go to work and I think mm-hmm. I'm going to get home at 11 o'clock and I might not get home until 6 o'clock in the morning. You know,
right.
That happens a lot. I mean,
okay.
I never know when I get home. I never know. I
right.
think I'm having a
right.
day off, and I'm calling in because, like, it, everything's a mess, you know. It's just a mess. But you got to make
mm-hmm.
the most of it.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
So I can't say I'm going to do this or do that because I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm glad you did this tonight. This
well, I'm
my
glad
my
I got the
talk. I know, this
yeah.
is my Christmas present was to be with you two. This is a bad
yeah. yeah. Well, I mean, it was nice, you know? And it would be
mm-hmm.
nice to get everybody together if everybody could be together again, you know?
Well,
oh, my gosh.
If you guys were in the chat,
do
see,
it.
We have a bunch of people from the old days here, too, but you guys couldn't see that because
no.
we're not in chat.
We couldn't get on.
We're not allowed in.
Shame
we were.
I know.
Shame.
What the hell?
You know, let everybody know I'm thinking of them. You know, hey.
Yeah. Carol, do you think they locked us out because we were bad?
No, they probably knew we were coming in together, and Spirit said,
"Oh my God." You're probably exactly right.
Hey, so real quick, you guys, I'm going to be selfish and ask you both for a quick reading from both of you. Can you have anything to tell me? Anything good?
I know this whole year has been heartbreaking for you, Corrine. People
yeah,
don't even realize. It's been the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just been one little excerpt out of it. It's been a rough way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna
I've
clear,
had a rough
though.
8 years. I've had a rough
well,
eight
I know
years,
that.
Yeah.
I know. You're coming to the end of that, Corrine. Do you understand that? You are coming to the end of that.
I hope
it
so.
It has been horrible. You are actually. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It has transformed you in so many ways.
Oh, my God, yes.
It really has. I mean, I would not want anybody to go through that devastation. Believe me, I've had enough crap in my life. I get it.
to believe. But it has transformed you. I do think that you're going to do more readings. I do think that you're going to make money off of doing readings. I do think you're going to be helping a lot more people in that way. There's a whole new aspect of things opening up for you. I will tell you, you try to guard your heart a lot, and I know why.
Yeah.
I know why. Mm-hmm. But I'm just telling you that I see you opening up in a whole new way. And with that will come a lot more of the laughter that you're going to be having a lot of happiness. You're going to be having a lot of happiness because this is all going to be behind you.
Yeah, Carol, you told me that like 2 years ago. You said 2022 is your year.
Well, you know.
Well, she's a number lady. She knows. You should listen to Carol.
I know. I do. Believe me. Meanwhile, it's been
no. I mean, the thing is you. I'll tell you, this has been a pretty, you know. Things are going to open up for you. You watch and see if they don't. I'm telling you, it's the God's truth.
Okay,
it's. I mean, I've had a crazy afternoon myself. But nothing,
I know you have. Yeah. Terrible, you know?
Jesus. It's always something.
It is.
Well,
yeah.
Shirley,
so
Shirley is here.
Vicki, Shirley, you mean?
Your sister is here. She's sitting right
okay.
here beside me.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get
yeah.
control because this is breaking my heart. She just wants, first of all, she just wants to wrap her arms around you. And she said, do you even know how much you meant to her this year?
Mm.
Thank you for helping me pass with dignity. Thank you for being there for my kids. Thank you for everything you've done. The times you sat with me, the things you brought me. She said you went over and beyond. And she said if there's a sister award, you win, hands down. And she said her love for you is unending. And she said, you know I'm all around you. And she comes, she talks to you in your sleep. She's always around you. And she said, this year... She said, from everything that she's heard that Carol just said, she said it's the absolute truth. And she said, and if she hadn't said it, understand her when she says she would move heaven and earth. Things are going to get better for you. She said, there's great love for you coming. And she said, everybody loves you, but there's great love. And she said, there's going to be heart's desires fulfilled this year. And... She also is there moving energy with your mom and dad. They just all want to wish you a Merry Christmas and just send you their love and send you everything good that you possibly desire. And you have such a, it's your mom. Your mom is so cool. She just hugged me. She's saying, get this said. She wants you to know how proud she is of you and how you've grown this year, how she was so happy to see that you had written down on Facebook that you were going to do readings. She said, that's what you do. That's when you're most alive. Your energy just goes off the chart when you're doing readings and helping people. And she's so proud of you. Your dad, too. Everything you do is for someone else. And she said, that is about to turn around. It's like karmic energy that's going to come back for you now. And everything through all of the crap that we're going to have to go through over the next year,
then there is just a bunch of crap because people are so stupid. Why can't we just get along with each other and respect each other? But until they do that, they're there with you, and they're walking you as if they were holding your hand, and they're protecting you. There's like this huge golden light around you protecting you, and it comes from them. It comes from angelic realm because you're doing so much work that needs to be done, and they just want you to know how much you're loved on the other side as well as here. And just keep on doing, and your dad says, keep doing what you do best. And that's doing readings and helping people. And just, they just love you. Just love you. But your sister is just overwhelmingly just, she said, tell her I feel amazing. I can do cartwheels. She said, that might come as a surprise because I really couldn't do them when I was living. But I can, she said, I have the best time. And she said, tell her I'm dancing circles around everybody and celebrating every day. And she wants you to be happy. And just, she said, no more sickness. My I'm healed. I'm totally healed. And she said, my light shines brightly over you.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because all she kept saying was, thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate everything you did. I mean,
well, you helped her do it with dignity, too, and that's very difficult to give somebody back their dignity and help them die with grace.
Mm-hmm.
And she's laying that at your feet. Thank you. And she said, tell everybody there I love them and Merry Christmas and be happy. I love when everybody's laughing and enjoying themselves. And she said, tell Corrine to eat better.
I eat
chocolate
very
is absolutely, well. She said, chocolate is absolutely one of the wonders of the world. Indulge in it. She is just so, I really like your sister, but she's very, they're very loving. They just want you to know how much they're around you and watching over you. I see for you in the coming year making great strides, just like Carol told you. You have grown. Every time we go through traumas and dramas, you grow. And you just reach new heights. And it's so amazing. Your energy's off the chart when you're doing this. It's just, I love being with you because it makes me feel good.
Oh, thank you. Please, thank you.
And I love you, girl.
I know you do, Vicki. I love you. I love you. And I love you, Carol, so much. Jesus.
I love you, too.
You guys, man. I appreciate you guys so much, so much.
Yeah.
You have no idea, you know. So let's do this again, man. Let's do this again.
Let's do it.
We got to get Carol when she's on her off time, whenever that is, you know.
Listen, if you find her, you call me, I'm in. Anytime. I'm not
sure. Well, she had no idea.
If she's in.
You have no idea.
She's not in, I'm in. Yeah.
Well, certainly,
thank
I will definitely let you both know, you know. I appreciate you
thank
guys
you for
as
having
said,
me.
So very much. And you guys check them out. Check out Vicki Johns on Facebook. Vicki Johns in Lubbock, Texas.
VICKI Johns.
And yournumberforecast.com. That is Carol Patton, who is an awesome reader as well, as you heard tonight. So check them both out. And you can check me out at my website, Corrine DeWinter, Corrine, DeWinter, DeWinter.com. And check us out, man. And thanks, you guys, for participating tonight. We made Christmas a little less lonely this year. So I appreciate you guys being here. Okay, so I'm going to end the show, and I'll be in touch with you guys. And again, thank you so very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you. It was my honor to be with you.
Okay. And thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. You have a good night, Green.
Okay, thank you.
You too, Vicki.
You too, honey. Love you.
Bye. Love you too.
Night.
Okay. We'll see you later, you guys. Next show.
Nothing.